Morse Cowler tackle pushes them for 15 yards all the way down to the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs from there. 8:40 left in this third quarter. Owen Gage leads by 15, 35-20. Two wide each way, and they're going to be going to end around with Warak around the right side, down to the 15, to
There's
the 5. Touchdown, Owen Gage. Jake Warak scores from 27 yards out on the end around, and it's suddenly 41-20, Owen Gage over Caseville.
Well, we just got done talking about how Caseville needs to slow down the running plays that go around the ends, and so far on first down, they run for 8 yards and have to tackle the runner by Horse Collar. They run the end around to the opposite side, around the outside. Nobody touches them the whole way there, and a long touchdown run for the Bulldogs as they do what they do best, and that's score in a hurry.
So two Owen Gage players go around the outside.
Around
the outside. All right, just making sure as they go for two-point conversion here. It's a handoff to number 34. He's in standing up. David Binder tacks on two more points. It's 43-20. Owen Gage over Caseville with 8:27 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring still has a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock thanks to a busy summer trade-in season.
Hi, this is Derek Holland from Moore Shoreline and Sebring. I have a beautiful 2011 Buick Enclave. This vehicle comes with leather, heated seats, dual climate control, rear entertainment, and a power liftgate. This beautiful SUV could be yours for $18,980. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Whether you're ready for new or newer, head for the shore. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Owen Gage strikes quickly. Covers 48 yards in only 28 seconds. Two-point conversion is good. It's 43-20. Owen Gage over Caseville with only less than 4 minutes into the second half.
That doesn't take long, and both teams have scored twice already in this half.
Owen Gage possessions.
In two quick possessions as well.
So Owen Gage begins their pre-kick rituals as they lead by 23 points. And it looks like number 16, Jake Wright, will be kicking off as they put four on the one side, three on this side. Jake Wright kicking off from the far hash. It bounces into the 45-yard line, and Caseville picks it up quick and runs to midfield. That's number 44, Drew Lepic, brought down by Jake Warak. So Caseville will start their drive right from midfield with 8:25 left in the third quarter.
Well, that's got to be nice for the statistician, I would say.
That's always a good number to start with.
I would think so. It's an easy one. The easiest one you can get, I think.
Kayla O'Neill is greatly appreciative of that. The only reason I say her name is I'm practicing it.
Yes, you are. You're three for three today, just so you know.
3 years of saying, 25 years of saying Kayla Carson.
Wow.
And suddenly now it's Kayla O'Neill. She apologizes.
Sorry, not sorry, I would think.
As Caseville's back to pass, not much going there as Siegfried scrambles and nearly hits number 48, Mason Gazefka, in the hands. He was just happy to get rid of that one on first and 10 from midfield. Incomplete pass brings up second down, 10 to go.
Well, a nice job there by Andrew Siegfried as he gets bull rushed and does a nice job getting rid of the ball, putting it on target for Mason Gazefka. No big deal there. He catches the ball. He gets no gain, so no harm done. Second and 10 now for the Bulldogs. For the Eagles. They tried to catch him off guard, the Bulldogs, with a play action on first down. Obviously, Owen Gage not fooled.
Coming out with Alice in the shotgun, Cole Simmons to his left. They send Siegfried out wide to the right and Shippey wide to the left. From midfield, second and 10. A little bit of a high snap, but Cole Simmons grabs it. He's at midfield. And he just can't find his way very much further. He dives out to about the 47-yard line, brought down by Jake Wright, number 16. And it's a 3-yard gain, sets up a 3rd and 7 now for the Eagles.
A hard-earned 3 yards at that.
Well, nothing's easy with Cole Simmons as he, like you said, runs through players, not around them.
Yeah, he actually looks for white jerseys, I think, and just he goes right at them.
Well, the shortest line or shortest distance between two points is a line.
Is it
That's what he's doing.
Is.
I did earn the geometry award back in a few years ago.
2003?
Something like that. Receiver wide each way. Alice in the shotgun. High snap goes over his head. He needs to dive on it, and he does back at the 40-yard line as there are white jerseys all over him, including Jake Wright, who was about a half a step away from recovering that one. So it's a 13-yard loss on that fumble. Kasel recovers, but it's fourth down and 20. And now Kasel will more than likely have to punt this one away with 7:07 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, those are the crucial mistakes a young team sometimes make and just absolutely can't. They had third and seven, probably in four down territory. If they could get 3 or 4 yards, had a chance on fourth down to get it. Instead, the snap goes over his head. You lose 13 yards on the play, and now you have to bring out the punting unit and give it back to this explosive offense.
And the punt, or the snap, goes over the head of Mason Kazefka, and he can't bring it in. And Owen Gage recovers the bad snap and punt and fumble way back at the 23-yard line.
Number 50, Luke Retford, the sophomore for the Bulldogs, is back there to make the play. Mason Kazefka, the snap goes over his head. He does everything he can do to corral it, but instead of jumping on it, he tries to pick it up and make something out of nothing. And that's where Retford dives in and snags the ball. And now excellent field position for the Bulldogs as their drive starts from approximately the 23-yard line of the Eagles.
Owen Gage with 6:35 on the clock, first and 10 from the Caseville 24-yard line. And it's a rumble to the right, or excuse me, to the left, to number 34, David Binder, who has enough for a first down and about another yard, brought down by Drew Lepic. 6:26 left in the third. It's 43-20 Owen Gage.
Well, they found a weakness. They've been pitching it to the left, to the right, just keeping it away from the middle of the field and having success beating the Caseville defense to the sideline. And Owen Gage, all they're doing from that point on is turning it up the field for nice gains.
First and goal to go. Now they're going to say no, just outside of the 10-yard line. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for the Bulldogs of Owendale and Gagetown, leading by 23 points. It's now a pitch to the right to Warak. He has the edge, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Owen Gage. Tack another 6 points on the board for the Bulldogs. It's 49-20.
Now, how impressed are you with this offense yet, Clark? I mean, they score at will, all different kinds of guys touching the football. Jake Warak been electric to watch today, catching passes and running the football, and gets into the end zone yet again for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
That is three touchdowns and four possessions in the second half. Owen Gage with two of them, Kasel with the other, and another punt slash fumble on that last drive. His drive only lasted 35 seconds and covered 24 yards. Going for two, trying to hit that 50 mark. Quick pass to the right, and it's brought in by David Binder. The two-point conversion is good. It's 51-20. Owen Gage breaking this one wide open in the second half on the WLEW Sports Network. 6 minutes remain in the third.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
On the ensuing kickoff, after an Owen Gage touchdown, 51-20, Jake Wright kicks this one out of bounds at the 21-yard line, so it'll be an illegal procedure against the kicking team. And Owen Gage will play defense, starting at the 35-yard line. Kasel on offense.
Yeah, so far there's been two illegal procedure penalties, both on Owen Gage, but they've kicked it so far, kicked it